You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
This is such a powerful question what Justin's being asked. You know, what is love? That's the ultimate question today, isn't it? What is love? Because when we question what love is, we're really questioning God, because God is love. But it's so confusing, you know, what love is today. People love money, people love stuff, people love things, people love you as long as things are going good for them. But as soon as things change, they turn their back on you. What is love? Especially when you're in a place like, you know, maybe you're in a place of leadership and people see you at a different level, or stardom, like they saw Justin Bieber. People, you know, just saying they love him, but really they love what they perceived and lifted him up to be, but that wasn't true love. But guess what? This totally nailed it, this question right here. It's a question I want to ask you that's being asked to Justin. You know, what is love? What truly is love? Take a look.
When you're faced with this adoration and this love, but you're not quite sure what love is.
There you go. It's big. What we're touching on is big right now. This is big. It's big. This is big. This is big. I don't even think people know how big this is. Yeah, what is love? I mean, love is patient, love is kind, love doesn't envy, love doesn't boast, love isn't self-seeking, love isn't arrogant. Love is, you know, what Haley and I are doing every day, is waking up in the morning and making the decision to, you know, we have all these, everyone has selfish desires, you know, everybody has bad thoughts but just pushing those aside and saying, I'm not gonna indulge in that because I have something, you know, you give me something that I want more than that, those things.
And like you say, acknowledging that they exist.
But acknowledging them.
Is I think a huge that's part something of the
that I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't ready. I wasn't doing that before, I don't think. I wasn't acknowledging them. I just was like pretending bearing. That they weren't there.
Yes. Burying them.
And then, you know what comes with that? Self-righteousness. Look at me, how good I'm doing, because I'm not doing those things.
Yeah.
Self-righteousness. And that's
you're pretending.
The epitome of what I hate, but it's something that I started doing because I'm like, well, I'm saying no to all this other garbage and I'm doing the right thing. So look, I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
And then people are like, what? You know, like, who are you to say? You know what I mean? It's like, we're not really good at the end of the day. At the core, I don't believe humans are good. And people might, you know, twist this and make me seem like I'm saying humanity's not good. I don't know.
But tell your truth.
I just feel like at the core, I fight every day temptation and things that, you know, are instinctive to do, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, lie, be greedy, all these things that just naturally come. Those naturally come. I got to fight to not be that. Maybe that's my unique thing. Maybe that's me personally being that way. And I just accept that. And I just know that that's not who I am.
Mm-mm.
Because humanity's, you know, it's come to a place of being really, you know, it's broken. I mean, it's just look around. I mean, the pain that's, so much pain. And, I don't know, man. I mean, the pain in this world, it's just so, it's like, it's obvious. And people are looking for hope, and they're looking for a way out, and they're looking for an escape, and they're looking for, they're looking for truth, and they're looking for, and I'm just, I've gotten the opportunity with my journey to just see a God who's accepts me, loves me. They call him the Savior, and I believe that to be true, that Jesus saved me.
That's so powerful when you hear that, right? I mean, he just said, listen, I am a Jesus. I believe in him. He's my Savior. I believe, you know, Jesus saved me. You're like, this is who I am. You know, that's so important. You know, this world is messed up. I too believe it's a broken world. It's broken outside of God when we turned our back on God. But guess what? Jesus came, you know, And a whole God uses broken people to reach another broken person. That's what it's all about. A broken and contrite heart, a broken up heart. You know, God doesn't turn away from that. Maybe you're thinking, like, I'm too broken. I'm too broken to be able to have a relationship with God. God came for broken people. And people who say they're not broken don't know they're not broken yet. They'll find out when God opens their eyes up or they can see. But Justin understood that. And when you think about it, it's like, that's love. When God so loved us that he came in this process of his creation and saw us in our fallen state, and he says, this is who I want to be. And he goes, you know, he's quoting, you know, 1 Corinthians, I believe it is, chapter 13. You know, love is patient, love is kind, love is gentle, love is long-suffering. But the reality is, all the time my flesh wants to do what's wrong. He said, maybe this is me. Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't it be refreshing if people just said that? You know, maybe it's just me. Maybe you're not struggling with this. But the reality is, there's just three basic common sins: the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Everything that people talk about is tied to those three different things. But Jesus came and he died for all of those sins. And he's going to empower us by his Spirit if we turn to him, like Justin did, like we need to do every single day, and make a decision to love him because he loved us. Even in this broken world, you know, God can use us. Now listen, Justin Bieber posted on Pinterest right before he's launching, or right as he's launching his new album, Changes, and he says specifically, just posted, I says, thank you, Jesus. You can see it right there. I'm going to read it to you. This is what he says, and he uses his brand new album, and he says, I love making music, creating art gives me, I love making music, creating art that gives people joy. I love following the plans God has for me. I love walking with Jesus as he leads me into green pastures. That's from Psalms 23. I love that Jesus gave his life so that I can now walk in freedom. Do you want that kind of freedom? That comes in Jesus, right? I'm thankful that God loved me far before I did anything to earn or deserve it, which is why I am honored to spend my life giving him the recognition and praise he deserves. I mean, it's so awesome. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Thank you for loving me at my worst. You are a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, is that so powerful? I just want to say thank you, Justin Bieber, for your stand of faith. We just pray of God's blessing over you and Haley and your marriage. You know, join me right now as we're just going to just bless Justin and Haley and their marriage and their family. Father God, we just thank you for, you know, reaching and touching all of us, God. But we thank you for Justin and Haley. We just pray a blessing over their marriage, a blessing over their family, a blessing over their crew. Give them the wisdom they need to be able to walk this out with you. God, we thank you for the bright light that he is, the humility that he's showing, Father God. Just we say blessings, blessings be upon him and a great family to gather around him, Father God, and to be strong, Father God. We just pray this in Jesus' name. God bless you, Justin.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.